4RMM Mobile.
Vagina.
KF4RMM KB4CPN, good afternoon.
Banana.
Sir, how are you?
Banana.
Name is David, and I'm just sitting in line waiting on a prescription.
Banana.
Copy that, David. This is Kurt. We're on the east side here in Taylor's. East North Street head towards Zaxby's, tail end of a series of errands.
Hopefully this is my last stop before I head back to the house. I get my prescriptions at the pharmacy at Memorial, and since they won't let you go in the hospital anymore, to get your prescription, then you have to sit through a drive-thru, and they're having to redo mine. Mine's actually cheaper without the prescription, so they're running it through without the insurance, and so they're running it through without insurance and saving me about $60.
Banana.
WTT Mobile.
That David, KO4RMM. We hit the pharmacy about an hour ago. We go to the one, the Walgreens on Pelham Road and Rope Mountain Road Extension. And one of mine's being held up. They're saying it's an insurance problem. Of course, I just got a new insurance card. I'm thinking they changed their formulary up because the list price is $700 something dollars. And they ran my new card, and it only brought it down to about it's $50 or $60. So, needless to say, I'm putting a hold on that. I'm going to be calling my provider when I get home.
Blame you. Go ahead there, Rusty.
Hey again, David. And I'm not sure who the other station is. Don't have the name. Their name here is Rusty. Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And it's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, and I'm over here running around in the Moore area, Moore Duncan area. And, I'm having to switch out my pharmacy for where my I'm going to have to start getting my prescriptions filled because my doctor's office, which has a built-in pharmacy, does not accept TRICARE anymore. On the medicine. Don't know why, but, you know. So I'll have to go to Walgreens or go to Scripps Express or something like that and start getting my prescriptions filled, and that's just a headache to move everything over to the new place, but I will get it done and go on from there. So anyway, and over here where I live, they've got more grass area being cleared for more subdivisions over here, and what I'd like to know is where they're going to find all these people that can afford these $200,000 houses. It's just not, you know, and I can't see putting a $200,000 into a house that's built on a slab. Not very efficient, at least not as far as I'm concerned. And the other station, go ahead.
My name is Kurt. It's KO4 Romeo Mike Mike. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mike, for the record. And I don't know if y'all are getting a strange growling sound when you release the mic. It sounds like there's a stuck banshee coming through my speaker.
Banana.
Kurt. Anyway, I tell you, they have, getting back to prescriptions, they told me some of the medicine that I was taking, all of a sudden they wouldn't feel it, and I called the pharmacy, and they said, no, you have to try this other medicine first before we'll give you this prescription, and I've been getting it for years, You know, it's crazy. I mean, they're changing the rules. It's just, you know, and of course the other prescription didn't work as well, but I just went right back to the other one, but I had to try it, and you know, it just kind of ticks me off that they do stuff like that. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, they changed, Congress did their usual efficient job and changed all of those things and screwed us all up when it comes to medications anymore. They messed with everything, and it's messing up the insurance companies and all that stuff. I mean, it's a royal pain. I went back through and reviewing mine and what is covered and what's not covered and how much they'll cover and all the other stuff that goes along with it. You need to get a good, go take a look at the website for the insurance you got, Dave, because I think you're going to find that your company has changed what they allow for this and what they allow for that. And fortunately, what I take is the only two prescriptions I take are both generic, are available in generic, so that's not a problem. And I get mine, and still between my TRICARE and my insurance, usually mine is, my copay is zero. So I'll worry about it when I change, because I gotta have to change. And I'm thinking I'm going to the Walgreens around here, because the Walgreens will take my TRICARE, and that way I get it and can pick it up locally, and I still get 90-day prescriptions, so it works out, and get everything going the right way again. So anyway, go ahead, Kurt.
Still in there? Phone call, Rusty. I don't know. Well, I got my prescription, waiting on my credit card and my ID back, and I'll be on my way.
You know, it is, like I said, you need to take a look at the website for the your insurance company and see what they've done on their changes, because I know I got the thing in the mail that says they're going to be this change and this change and this change on my copays and what's being allowed, you know, where my copays are going up on my generics and things like that. And, you know, it's just, and on top of that, what makes it so bad is they gave us this increase in Social Security, and then they gave us a 5.6% increase in Social Security, and then increased Medicare 14.5%. So you figure it out and tell me how much the loss is. I'm getting less of my check now than I did before.
You know, it doesn't take much of a mathematician to figure that one out, does it? Oh, man, the old dollar just ain't what it used to be. Tell you that. I was talking to somebody about the something that was going on in the 60s. Sometimes I wish we could get back to the 60s, but of course there was a lot of turmoil going on then too, because I can remember when they integrated the schools. I was in junior high. That was fun.
Yep, all that come about and everything. Everything is constantly changing, and the government is not necessarily the consumer's friend. It just doesn't seem to be fair. You know, they give us cost of living increase, and then they increase the Medicare more than the cost of living increase. And you know, I can't. If it all balanced out, it would be fine. But the fact that because the Medicare went up more than the cost of living went up, that means your Social Security check is going to be less this time around than it was before. So, oh, well, it is, you know, as they say, it is what it is, and there's not a whole lot we can do about it. And we just have to grin and bear it, so to speak, and make sure things go. We just try to do the best we can. Anyway, David, I've reached the Publix here, Mr. Tom's favorite place to get wings. And I told him I was going to get some wings for my lunch, and of course he groused about that because he didn't get any this week. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. You be careful out there, and hopefully the snow will stay all northwest of us this weekend. KB4CBA, W2T73s.
Hey, Rusty. Well, you have a go and enjoy those wines, and we will talk to you later. You have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day. WUTT KB4CBA Mobile.
WV6Z.
KB4CBA.
Trying to pester Rusty. I guess he jumped out real quick. But, are you in there, Rusty? WU2TWV6Z.
Why would I want to talk to someone as ugly and as ornery as you? W2T.
Well, see, that's because we're using a 2-meter repeater instead of amateur television. You can actually talk to me today.
Yeah, that means I don't have to look at you. Anyway, I'm here in the parking lot. Let me get on inside. I want to get something. I'm starting to get a headache, and it's lunchtime, and I haven't had lunch. So let me run in here and pick stuff up, and then I'll be on the road headed back to the house in a few. Catch up to you then. W2T, 73s for now.
73, buddy. Have a great one. WV6Z.
WV6Z, this is KB4CBA. Name's David. And what are you up to today, besides pestering Rusty?
trying to stay out of trouble. W4CPA, I think you said it was. This is WV6Z Tom. And I'm in Marietta, and I'm trying to have a good day. Went to the doctor. It could have been worse. So I'm just I'm trying to behave, playing with old computers, blowing the dust off of old radios, and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Over.
The call is Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha. But anyway, I have a hard time getting people's calls, especially now because I'm mobile, and it just makes it that much more difficult. I tell you, but because I can't, it's kind of hard to write them down and drive, and I don't, I don't have that good of memory. Well, I'm on my way home. I've run a few errands and got my booster shot and picked up a prescription, and so I'm headed to the house.
That. Roger that. Well, I just got in. I had to make a stop at the grocery store for a few odds and ends. The cats don't like it when you don't feed them, and they tend to get violent. And what else was... Oh, I needed popsicles. The impending weather made me crave popsicles, so I had to get popsicles. But other than that, it's a quiet day, over.
Yeah, well, popsicles. Well, that's kind of fitting for the weather we may be having this weekend. Who knows? Yet to be seen. Several days between now and then, so all that could change. The whole weather pattern could change. So by the time we get to, when is it, Sunday night, Sunday and Monday, anyway, Saturday night and Sunday, I can't remember. But anyway, we'll just wait and see what we get.
There's this one thing that that always gets me, and that is when they start talking about it a week before stuff is starting to occur or supposed to occur. I guess getting cloudy doesn't count when you're still 2 or 3 days out from the actual weather coming in. When they start talking about it a week ahead of time, about how it's, we might get a little bit of light snow, and then you start looking at the European spaghetti patterns and stuff, then it just gets ugly in a hurry. But it seems like they curse us. That whenever they start talking smack about we might get a little bit, and they start talking about it a week ahead of time, that's usually disastrous.
Inch of snow.
An inch of snow drive people crazy around here. It's not like it. It's not like it was up north there, Glenn. So, we just go. Well, I can't even say the words, but we just go crazy when we get inch of snow. I mean, that's a lot of snow there. Oh man, I used to have fun driving in it. In my old 63 Chevrolet when I was in college at Mars Hill in the 70s, they had a bunch of dirt roads the farmers used back there behind the university, and they never scraped them, so they'd stay frozen all winter, and you could go back there and drive on them, and that's how I learned to drive in the snow. It was a lot of fun. And I had to get pulled out of a ditch a couple of times, but it still was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Go ahead there, Glenn, if you got something else to throw in.
But yeah, well, I guess it depends your background, where you're from. I mean, to me, an inch of snow is nothing. But then again, up north you have proper snow removal. You have snow plows. You have people salting the roads. Even out on the island. And in the city you got proper snow removal. So it was never that big a problem. I mean, about the only thing that ever happened is one time I got front-wheel drive car. I got hung up on a snowbank in this parking lot somewhere in Queens, and I'm like, oh crap, what? And before I could even say anything, these three burly guys came out of this warehouse building and pushed the car right off. I'm like, hey guys, thanks, people here can't drive anyway. And the other place where snow cripples the entire city is Seattle. If you've ever been to Seattle, Washington, the topography is a little bit like San Francisco. Anywhere you go, you're either going up a hill or down a hill. So an inch or two of snow causes havoc there, because now everything is sliding.
We used to have proper snow removal around here back in the day. I moved here in 1980. Winter of 81, during the course of a 7-day period, we got hit with 10 inches of snow, near zero temperatures, definitely single digits, and then 12 more inches on top of it, and the highway department ran out and promptly bought a bunch of snow plows and sand spreaders and salt spreaders and all kinds of fancy stuff. And then I think they let them sit in a parking impound for somewhere between 10 and 20 years. They decided to pull the plows off and start using them for picking up trash and carrying off of the side of the roads. And then it started snowing again. So we can just blame it all on the highway department anyway. Gentlemen, I'm going to take a pause for a minute. WV6Z.
I used to work for the county back in the 90s, 90 through 95. I worked at the Vehicle Service Center. We had to be there. If it snowed, we had to be there at work, and for sure, and be ready to put snow tires or tire chains on the police cars if they needed it, and do any kind of repairs that needed to be done on the police cars and ambulances. And so we didn't get a day off when it snowed. That was definitely a work day for us. You had to get there the best way you could.
Snow day during the snow, huh?
Dead zone right here, KB4CPA.
Maybe what I thought. So I was saying you didn't get to have a snow day during the snow.
Can let this light turn green. I'll be able to copy the repeater.
I was just pulling into my driveway. Y'all were talking about fried chicken earlier. I got a bunch of those little. Food Lion had some good little chicken wing, chicken fingers, and the bag of 7 or 8 of them is already gone.
Hey, Rusty was going to go get some chicken wings, and, you know, Tom's mouth was watering. He was on here a little while ago, because, he likes chicken wings, too. I think chicken wings are... It's too much trouble trying to find the meat around the bone. I'd rather just have chicken fingers or something like that.
Little chicken tenders, white meat tenders. You know, I guess it's all in the breading. And, yeah, the bag of, like, at least 6 or 8 of those things is already gone. Didn't even manage to get home. So I guess that's lunch.
Hey, Tom, are you still in there?
Still over here piddling. But, yeah, chicken wings. I've got to agree with you on that I like chicken wings, but they're a whole lot more trouble than they are worth. And, yeah. In most cases, chicken fingers are better, but, yeah, chicken fingers are usually white meat, and they tend to not be quite as juicy and greasy and yummy.
Because this little bag from Food Lion, it wasn't bad. There had to be at least 6 of them, maybe 8 of them in here, and they're all gone. So... And the other day, I probably had half a pizza on the way back here. So, I guess that's lunch then.
Like you got your priorities right to me.
Got cats. Cats must have smelled chicken. And I got 6 of them looking at me. All right, well, I got to go in and feed the cats. So I'll talk to you all later. This is KD2BNG.
Glenn, KD2BNG, KB4CBA. Tom, didn't you mention that you had cats, or was that Kurt? I can't remember.
No, that was me. That was an extra stop I had to make. On the way home from the doctor's visit, I had to stop and get cat food so that they don't eat me or something if they get too low on provisions.
The cats were getting violent or something, you said. Yeah, these get that way, too. I like, you know, really, really bad food aggression. But that could be my fault because, you know, don't leave a dish on the floor for the cats to try to lick clean. Because now you're basically creating a problem. You're rewarding bad behavior.
No, I understand and I agree. Oh, gosh. Well, I found out the cats like Hawaiian food. The because they polished off what did not get eaten for lunch yesterday. And I mean real, true, genuine, honest Hawaiian food. Spam fried rice.
Hawaiian food, really, anyway. Pineapple and pork is all I can think of. And, you know, you go to a luau, you take a pork, you tie your pig, you roast it over a slow fire. But, so they like Hawaiian food. I'll remember that next time.
The trouble, I mean, do what I do. It's like eat like the locals. They like spam fried rice. The cats like spam fried rice. I like spam fried rice, so everybody's happy.
Hey, well, I'm going to jump out of here. Y'all carry on. I'm in the garage. 73s to all, Tom and Glenn. And we'll talk to you later, KV4CPA. Clear.
Here and see if I can get a couple of things accomplished. But I'll be listening as I pass by, so take care. And 73, great to hear everybody on here this afternoon. WV6Z.
KD2VNG. Okay, now I got cats loose in the car, and they found the groceries. Okay, I'm having an emergency, so I'll talk to you later, 73.
You in Torrey Lake, Quebec, mobile.